Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here. You know what? I'm a guy who talks for a living, and in doing this and whatever else I do to support myself and my family, and I am dang on near speechless. The president had a press conference today, and on the gun situation as the vice president's committee brought to him proposals. And signed 23 executive orders in one fell swoop concerning gun violence in this country. You know what? And I know this sounds terrible to say, but I don't give a crap at this point. You know what? People in some of these folks didn't give a crap about gun violence until it started happening to white kids. Love white kids. Teach white kids. Love white kids. But they didn't give a crap. No one cared about teen pregnancy until Buffy started getting knocked up. Nobody cared about drug abuse until Brandon out here in the suburbs started doing crack. Nobody gave a crap. Just saying, black folks. Anyway, and we have the list. Thanks to the folks at PollSite.com. That's politicite.com, politicite.com. That's politicite.com. Good site, good political news, just great writing, and they are Johnny on the spot, so you want to check them out. As Levin says, hat tip to the folks at politicite.com. We have the list of the executive orders, and we will go over them. I've invited some folks to come and vent, because there's lots of venting to do. Twitter is blowing the hell up right now, so it is a very interesting interesting day. My knee jerk reaction is to say to you that you live somewhere else today. You woke up in the United States of America, a constitutional republic, and you will go to bed tonight. Hell, most of you will go to lunch today in another country. And we kept saying this to you. You know, we've been saying this to you for a very long time, for a very, 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 very long time. That this president is not a regular politician, and I told you the other day, please stop saying that the president is stupid. He is not stupid. The president is not stupid. He knows exactly what the president knows exactly what he's doing, exactly what he's doing. Exactly. It's all of it is scripted and prepared and thought out, all of it. Today's press conference was kind of a TV event. Children there, you know, in the background. The parents of some children that were murdered in Newtown, there in the audience. A letter from Julia. Yeah. All scripted and put together for your enjoyment, all of it. That's how they do it. Sure was. And now Again, we're going to go over, we're going to spend some time with that. We're going to go over those executive orders, all 23 of them. It shouldn't take very long. And how some of them are a lot scarier even than they sound. And some of them sound very, very frightening. You live somewhere else today. It just blows my mind. And we talked yesterday about the answer, the way forward. It just blows my mind that some so-called conservatives and some so-called Republicans could think that, I mean, thought for a second that that a second term of President Barack Obama would be better than the first term of Mitt Romney. It just blows my damn mind. And yes, we are going to talk about the 80% plan, because that's ladies and gentlemen, the 80% plan is the only way forward. My 80% plan is the only way forward. I'm going to break it down today, in local, state, and at the national level. It's the only way forward for conservatives. It's the only way forward for Republicans. It's the only way forward. It's the only way forward. Unless, I am more sure of that. I listened to a good portion of the president's press conference, and I'm sure of it. I really am. I am sure of it. It's the only way forward. And I know it's not something everybody likes, but it's the truth. Let's see here. Before we do that, let's hit some of the high points. Right now, the House will vote to reverse the federal pay raise. They got a pay raise, and they heard from the American people, they heard from us, and they're going to reverse that. Should have never happened in the first place. As long as you've got 7 or 8% unemployment around the country, the last thing that needs to happen is that federal employees, especially those in Congress, get a pay raise. Now, I also understand that the amount of money, when you compare it to the national debt and all these kind of things, is minuscule. It barely even freaking exists. But you know what? That's one of those things. It's just the idea. It's not the substance of it. So when we're talking about a pay raise for the 535 people in Congress, and the vice president and the and the president, we're talking about, we're really not talking about a whole bunch of money. We're just not, especially when you start comparing it to the debt, you start comparing it to the deficit, you start comparing it to, just the size of, just the size of government, even in its best circumstances, it's just not that much. I mean, it's minuscule, barely exists. But that's one of those things where it's just a freaking idea. Where a lot of, we're talking about 20 million Americans being out of work, and you get a raise, and you already make a bunch of money, and you get a raise. You want to find a bunch of millionaires? The State of the Union address, full of friggin' millionaires. That's one of those things. It's just the idea of it. So they'll be voting to reverse the federal pay raise. Let's see here. I saw something from Marco Rubio, who thinks that just his boundaries and is abusing his power. So we'll talk about that as well, because it is an interesting thing. The president mentions doing the right thing, doing the responsible thing, and this is still, we're still 1,359 or 60 days without a budget. It's amazing. And I like this too. There are more people murdered in Chicago last year than Americans murdered in Afghanistan. Where's mainstream media? That's why this is important, folks. We go to break. That's why supporting independent conservative media is important. Because if you think that you're going to get the real story, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. There are more people murdered in Chicago last year. Than were killed in Afghanistan. So it's extremely interesting that we continue to go down this path. We need to support conservative media. Let me before we go to break, let me go ahead and pull these numbers. Give me just a second. There were 405 coalition deaths in Afghanistan in 2012. 310 of the 405 were Americans. Those were. Meanwhile, in Chicago, there was 552 homicides in 2012. There are more people killed in Chicago than were killed in coalition deaths in Afghanistan. There were only 310, and I want to say that only like that doesn't matter, but there were 310 Americans that died in Afghanistan. There were 532 that were killed in just one city last year, in Chicago. Where's the outrage? Where's been the outrage? Where's been the, what were the executive orders then? Where were they then? Where were they all of last year? Do you know what, I mean, folks, this is why what we're going to talk about today is so important. Because this stuff, these kind of facts, this kind of information is not getting, just simply not getting disseminated. It just isn't. And you're seeing TV events like you saw today. That's 10 people a week in Chicago. In just Chicago, that's 10 people a week. Getting murdered. 40 in Chicago. I may have some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. And I've said this to you before. I'm not a gun quote nut end quote. I don't own a firearm. I don't want a firearm. When we get back, I'm going to tell you my story about a firearm, which is really why I don't want one in my house. I really don't. I really don't want one in my house. But me not having a firearm doesn't make anybody but the bad guy safer. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages. We appreciate you being here. And if you like what we do, go to the WillAustinShow.com website. Click the donate button at the top of the page. We run under my picture. We really appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait.
Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. We're back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thank you so much for being here. It's a beautiful day here in Tampa Bay. Yes, we are moving forward with plans to join the great folks at West Fire Nation and Liberty News, LibertyNews.com. So we're hoping to hear back from them today. As a matter of fact, I got some information that we might be inking a deal, baby, today. I love it. Putting some on paper. On paper, I love it. So I'm excited. I'm excited about that, and you should be excited about that too. The full force and the faith of the folks at Grass Fire Nation, Steve Elliott, and Eric Odom at Liberty News, and the folks up there, Dwayne Lester at All American Blogger, and all those folks, Brian, and all the folks up in the Virginia office. Fantastic! What a great week that was for me last year. We appreciate all of them, and I'm looking forward into being one of the team, being one of the guys. So it's a good place to be. We did great work. It's fantastic. Just freaking fantastic. All right. We're going to spend a little time before we get to our topic of the day talking about the president. The president had a press conference today and spit out 23 executive orders having to do with gun violence. The first one is to issue a presidential memorandum to require federal agencies to make relevant data available to the federal background check system. Other federal agencies, so if you are involved in any other federal agency, then that information gets sent to the federal background check system. So the government has a little bit clearer picture of who the hell you are. Don't know if that's so good. Number two, address unnecessary. I love this. I'm not sure what this means. This is what scares me. Address unnecessary legal barriers, particularly relating to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, Obamacare, that may prevent states from making information available to the background check system. Now, what does my health care have to do with whether I have a firearm or not? Now, the idea, I mean, and the stated idea is what? The stated idea, and we're going to, I know you already, don't get ahead of me. Stop, don't get ahead of me. The regular idea is what? That, well, for mental health reasons, because this is a mental health thing. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get to that in a minute. Number three, to improve incentives for states to share information with the background check system. What? Bribe them. To what the hell is an incentive from the federal government other than money? And it's never an incentive, oh, yeah, you we'll give you more money if you do this. It's always this, we'll give you less money if you don't. That's the improving the incentives for states to share information with the federal government about its citizens. Number four, direct the Attorney General to review, that's Eric Holder still, by the way, to review categories of individuals prohibited from having a gun to make sure dangerous people are not slipping through the cracks. I don't know what the hell that means. Do you know what that means? Direct Attorney General Eric Holder to review categories of individuals prohibited from having a gun. Okay, there are felons that are prohibited from having a gun. Right? Illegal aliens, supposedly, but man, we don't have anything called illegal aliens. So to make sure that they're not slipping through the cracks. Doesn't even make any sense, does it? Except to give the Attorney General more power. More power has come to the executive branch today, ladies and gentlemen. Number five, to propose rulemaking to give law enforcement the ability to run a full background check on an individual before returning a seized gun. So all of you who are happy about the buyback campaigns, thank you for giving even more information to the government about yourselves. Yeah, that's what that is. Publish a letter from the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm people to federally licensed gun dealers providing guidance on how to run background checks on private sellers. So now gun dealers will have to be federally licensed by ATF. That power has been taken away from the states and been given to the federal government by executive order today. Congratulations. You live somewhere else. Congratulations. You now live somewhere else. Welcome to somewhere else. Welcome to the show, Ken. We appreciate it. This is interesting, to launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign. Propaganda. It is propaganda using taxpayers' dollars to battle anything that gun rights advocates will be able to do. Now, here's the deal. The government has all your money. And basically, without a budget, an unlimited budget, to brainwash people on a daily basis to their side. You, Mr. and Mrs. Conservative, who may or may not even own a firearm, will say, why are my children? And you know kids will be used. You know the tragedies will be used. You know all these things will be used. And the government telling you how bad guns are for you and gathering children, they're going to be programs in schools. You know how they do this. You've seen this before, and they're going to use your money against you to curb and get rid of your right to own a firearm. That's what number seven is about. Launching a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign. It ain't going to be about responsible gun ownership. It's not going to say, oh, yeah, make sure that you keep your gun clean, kids. Make sure, kids, that you know this isn't a toy. Make sure that you have good gun locks, parents. It's not what this is about. They're not gonna partner with NRA, who already has the same sort of program, and go, hey, listen, can we run your commercials? Can we pay to run your commercials? Because your commercials on gun safety and responsible ownership, your program's great. The NRA already has a program like that. You think that Barack Obama's going to partner with the NRA about really responsible gun ownership? No. You know, make sure you go out to the range. Make sure you get proficient. Make sure that no one, that way you don't get hurt. Make sure that you buy from a responsible, and you know what, that you buy from a reputable gun dealer. Don't buy your gun out of somebody's back, you know, their backseat or their trunk. You know, avoid things like 25s and Saturday night specials, because those guns are, you know, that's responsible gun ownership. Are you going to hear any of that coming from this program? No. Anyway, review safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. That's given to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Yeah. Nothing will be – let me help you already. Nothing will be safe enough. That's going to be their deal. Nothing is safe enough. Issue a presidential memorandum to require federal law enforcement to trace guns recovered in criminal investigations. So any – so, again, this ambiguous stuff – is he talking about any crimes that you use a gun that now the federal officials can go in and trace where they came from? Why? Hey, we got some guns in the Fast and Furious program that ended up in Mexican drug cartels. Yeah, we traced them back to you, Mr. President. We traced them back to you, Eric Holder. Are you responsible for that now? Is that what they're saying? Let me get back to the chat room. Is that what they're saying, Ken? Is that what they're saying? I guess not, huh? Anyway, let me read on. Oh, come on, computer. I ain't got time for all this. Release a DOJ, this is number nine, release a DOJ report analyzing information on lost and stolen guns to make it widely available to law enforcement. What the hell is that? What, do you have to, how do they have that information? Do you report your gun lost to the DOJ? You report your gun stolen to the DOJ? Well, how's that happen? Because if that happens, there's got to be some sort of federal program by which to register your gun. That way, it makes sense. It's scary stuff, kids. Nominate an ATF director. Yeah, don't do that. Especially the ones that the president is proposing. Yeah, just don't address it. Number 12, provide law enforcement, first responders, and school officials with proper training for active shooter situations. Well, this is just more movement for movement's sake, bullcrap, because guess what? First responders already do. School officials already do. And law enforcement, what? What, law enforcement doesn't know what to do when they get to the site and there's an active shooter there? Well, they don't know. What, the cops don't know what to do? They run around like the Keystone Cops bumping into each other? What the hell is that? That's the stupidest thing ever. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, we'll read on. Maximize, this is number 13, maximize enforcement efforts to prevent gun violence and prosecute gun crime. Well, you know what? My question is, shouldn't we be prosecuting all crimes, Mr. President? Shouldn't we be prosecuting all crimes? All crimes? Well, you're going to prosecute gun, you know, somebody who gets murdered with a gun more rigorously than somebody who gets hit in the head with a baseball bat. I mentioned yesterday on the show that the guy who just got sentenced here in Polk County, which is a few minutes from a few minutes east of here, because he beat his wife to death with a baseball bat in their home. She had a firearm. She worked for the sheriff's department. Yeah, he didn't use that. He used a baseball bat and beat her to death. Should we? I don't want to make light of this, but you see where this is going, and more people get. And more people get murdered with other things other than guns. So, in any case, where are we at? Issue a presidential memorandum directing the Centers for Disease Control to research the causes and preventions of gun violence. Because you know what, curing AIDS is just not enough. They just don't have enough to do with curing AIDS, but or helping in the cure of AIDS. Anytime I hear direct the Attorney General, I hear. It's okay for Eric Holder, that's what I hear, to issue a report on the availability and most effective use of new gun safety technologies and challenge the private sector to develop innovative technologies. Tell them what to make. Government has never pushed private industry. Consumers have pushed private industry. You know, it is ridiculous. This is insane. Before I finish this, I'm going to say this because if you're listening to this in archives or whatever, I want to ask you this question because we're going to talk about the 80% plan today because we have to. I'm going on a sweetheart weekend with my wife starting tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up to St. Augustine on Sunday. So I gotta get this in this week. Here's the deal. I'm gonna ask you this, and I want you to answer me either in the chat room. I want you to answer me on Twitter. I want you to answer me on @Willie@WillieLawsonShow.com. I want you to answer me on my Facebook page. I want you to answer me this. How could any of you think for a second that a second term Barack Obama would be better, more palatable, better for the country, more survivable than a first term Mitt Romney, or hell, even a first term John McCain? I just don't get you people. I just don't get you people. Here's one that ought to have you quaking a little bit. Clarify. I love this. Clarify that the Affordable Care Act does not prohibit doctors asking patients about guns in their home. So if you go to the doctor, you take your kid in for their shot, or if they have a cold or sprain their ankle or whatever, that the doctor can ask them, especially if you are part of the government plan, if you've got guns in your home. Where's that information go to? Homeland Security, where the hell does that information go to? Local law enforcement, where's that information go to? Because now, all these computers are hooked together. Where's that information go to? Where you can deputize the doctor, where you can force the doctors to ask those questions. Are you kidding me? That my doctor can ask me, you have any guns in your house? Because my answer is, who wants to know what you're planning? That's my answer. Good God, people. Number 17, release a letter to healthcare providers clarifying that no federal law prohibits them from reporting threats of violence to law enforcement authorities. Why do you need 17? Because you got 16. because people are going to freak the hell out when doctors and nurses and their doctor's offices start asking those kind of questions. Do you have firearms in your house? Somebody's going to say, who wants to know? And someone's going to feel threatened. And now the letter released, released alleged healthcare providers clarifying that there's no federal law prohibiting them from reporting threats of violence. So if I say, who wants to know, and you and the healthcare lady feels threatened, she reports me to the cops, and that ends up going to the feds. Folks, you don't live in America anymore. Holy crap. Holy crap. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're getting to 19. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Develop, here's 18, provide incentives for schools to hire school resource officers. More federal payroll. Gotta love that. I'm guessing soon that there'll be a whole new group of federal employees that'll be shipped out around the country to guard schools. That's a scary thing, kids. Number 19, develop model emergency response plans for schools, houses of worship, and institutions of higher learning. Holy crap. They're really going to develop an emergency response plan for schools? My churches? Which means that you have to talk to pastors? So you're going to turn my pastor against me? My pastor's going to say, give up your gun? Really? My pastor's going to say, Hey, well, you know what? My pastor ain't going to say that. I'm telling you that. My pastor ain't going to say that. I happen to know that for a fact. And institutions of higher learning. Holy crap, man. If this is, again, and I ask the same question, who thought that a second term Barack Obama would be better than a first term Mitt Romney, or even a first term John McCain, or a first term Herman Cain? Amazing. Listen, I've got a caller on line one. I'm going to take a break. We're going to take this call first from the 410. Welcome to the Will and Lawson Show. How may I help you? Chris, that
hey,
you?
Hey. Yeah, it's Chris from Maryland. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on?
Well, don't get too upset, dude. You're using too much logic here. You understand that liberals don't do this. We've lost the argument. We have too many people who want shit for free. We got too many people want stuff for free. You know, if you're using the gun control argument, you can't say, really, you know, if you may create more controls for law-abiding citizens, the criminals, by definition, don't abide by them, so it doesn't do anything. This has nothing to do with saving lives or helping the people.
No.
This all has to do with more control. The Obamacare, yep. The gun control, you take several things away. You take religion away. Take health care away, and you take the ability to defend your family away, and what do you have?
You have dependency. You have complete and total dependency, and thus they have power. If I'm dependent upon you, you have power over me. Period.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I mean, do you think that he's bitten off too much with this gun control? Because I've seen Texas, Montana put this statue in where they can't do this. I hope they do, because if you remember, Hitler surrounded himself by children too, way back in the 30s.
Well, you know what? We're always everybody's a softie for kids, and people do it all. And people, unfortunately, people do it all the time. People will use children all the time. Well, you know what? Every time there's some thing that government wants to control in a responsible adult's life, someone drags out, you know, 10 kids and say it's not safe for the children. Well, children shouldn't be playing with guns. and again, and I'll say this one more time. Take, you know what? And I'm going to tell, and I take a break in a second, but I'm going to tell you, making it harder for me to get a firearm wouldn't have made one child in Newtown safer. It wouldn't have made one moviegoer in Aurora one bit safer. Making it tougher for me to get a firearm only makes one person safer, the bad guy. That's the only person that makes safer. So
Maryland has suspended several six-year-olds for playing cops and robbers. So, I mean, they're playing with their fingers.
Got suspended from school in Maryland. I saw that, for playing cops and robbers and going pow pow with their little index fingers. Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy. And I'm telling you, when some of this stuff, I mean, executive orders get pushed out and they start their responsible gun owner campaign, it's going to be the most sickening thing you've ever seen.
Well, I got a couple questions. I hope I can get it before you go. First of all, an executive order is not exactly law, correct? And we're still, at some point, you're going to have the fight between the supremacy clause and states.
At some point, we'll get there, yeah. But you know what? Executive orders can be put into place right away, especially in cases of emergency. That's the scary part.
This isn't an emergency.
I agree with you. It's not an emergency. But you know what? There's a crisis in this country. Don't you understand that, Chris? There's a crisis. We must save the children.
Wait, yeah, there is a crisis. It's liberals. I'm tired of them. I hope we figure out something because I can't take the lies anymore. I can't do the press conferences. I can't do this. And I just, you know, we thought the first 4 years were bad. He's got all kinds of stuff he's going to do here.
That was my point. I mean, you know, and I'm talking to Republicans, I'm talking to conservatives when I ask you, who thought that a second term Barack Obama would be better than a first term Mitt Romney?
Let me ask you this too. You were talking last week. You were talking about Republicans not understanding minorities, but for the most point, Republicans, the establishments, don't understand conservatives. They don't understand freedom. I think they're in bed with Democrats just to get a little bit of power.
Some are for sure. But I was talking about the GOP and GOP strategy as of late has just been
in
the past 50 years has just been horrendous. Horrendous, and you know what? In the changing demographic that was coming.
Let me ask you this too.
Yeah.
How stupid do you have to be not to have a strategy against a party who destroyed the black family, who created welfare that the blacks vote for most of the time? Don't you have a little logic there? Republicans aren't—they're not conservative, and they could care less about the Constitution and the people. They're as much part of our problem as the Democrats are.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you that that's the case. But you would think, here's the deal for me that just blows my mind. You still have, I mean, in order to still get the yummies that they want to get by getting elected, blah, 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 you still have to get elected. And they're finding ways not even to get elected. They're finding ways that moderate Republicans don't get elected. Moderate Republicans aren't getting elected. They're just not, because the Republican Party is just bereft of any intelligence on how to market. Just bereft. So not even forget the conservative side or the libertarian side of the Republican Party. I'm talking about the John McCain's can't get elected.
He's a moderate. They didn't get elected.
But
the last election, how many conservatives didn't vote?
But that's also my problem. My problem is that how can conservatives look at this whole picture and go, a second term Barack Obama is better than a first term Mitt Romney?
But what do you do? I mean, because if you do it and you do this right and you vote for a lesser two evils, you're still contributing to the problem.
But you know what? This wouldn't have happened. And the idea is, like I keep saying to you, is yes, you've moved closer to your goal because now at least now you are, you know what, you're in somewhat control, and you have to continue. You elect a Mitt Romney, and you keep your foot in his ass. That's what you do. And you know what? And for the next 3 years, you say on January 20th, we got to go to break. On January 20th, you go, congratulations, President Romney. You know what we're going to do tomorrow? Start looking for your replacement. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. Congratulations. Do well. Do well, sir, because we're looking for your replacement. And you can't just think that you elect a person and then you can go back to your life. That is over in this country. That is done. We are so done with that dynamic. What you have to do is go, congratulations, President Romney. Congratulations. Big hugs, everybody. Great kids. Hey, Trig, Trey, Trump, whatever your names, weird children are. Yeah, congratulations. Enjoy your stay in the White House, because we are looking for your replacement tomorrow. And that's what changes it. That's the deal. And that's the dynamic we don't have. That's the dynamic we don't have. We are grooming your replacement every time I look at you. We do that on a local level. We do it on a state level. We do it on a federal level. Congratulations. We elected you, and we are looking for somebody better than you right now. And that's the deal. That's how you fix it. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show. Thanks, Chris. Love you, man. Right after these messages.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, my deal is, you know what, my deal is, you know, is the Republican Party doesn't understand a whole bunch. And, of course, doesn't understand conservatives, doesn't understand black people, doesn't understand whatever. It understands the power structure that's there now. And the way that we move the power structure is to, if we can't be the head, we can doggone sure be the neck. You know, don't elect Barack Obama, elect Mitt Romney and say, listen, again, congratulations, President Romney. We're looking for your replacement. Why? Because you're not conservative enough. You're going to have to prove yourself for the next 4 years. Because we're looking for your replacement right this very minute. No hate. I mean, we got no hate for you and number love for you. Congratulations. Hell, we worked for you, we voted for you, but now we're looking to replace you. We're not looking to make you king. We're not looking to make you emperor. We want you to do what you need to do, follow the promises that you made when you were elected, and we, you know what? And we're going to be looking for your replacement. If you happen to be better than your replacement that we find, then you get another term. You know, that's crazy. What, you don't have a backup quarterback? You have a football team with one quarterback? Hell no. You had a backup. You had a team with a backup quarterback, and the teams that win are those that, you know what, their backup quarterback is ready to go at any time. Bingo, bango, boingo. Boing. That's the deal. And we have to start doing that as conservatives. We have to start doing that as Americans. You know what? And not like, oh, we're going to stay with this guy. You know what? You know, it's crazy. New York Jets, Mark Sanchez. Yeah, we're going to stay with this guy regardless. Yeah. Welcome to no playoffs, New York Jets. Nice job. Used to be my favorite team as a little one, but not anymore. Go Bucks. All right, anyway, let's finish this list of executive orders by the president, and then I'm going to tell you a little story. It's cool getting old because you have little stories. Let's see, we were on 19. Number 20, release a letter to health officials clarifying the scope of mental health services that Medicare plans must cover. Oh, we're going to expand Medicare. Don't know how. You just took $500 billion away from it. Not sure how you're going to expand it. Finalized regulations clarifying essential health benefits and parity requirements within the affordable health care exchanges. Okay, all right, now within the federal health care, the ACA exchanges, which are the Affordable Care Act exchanges, now we're dipping our finger into every freaking state's exchanges. The very same thing that the president said a little bit ago, that no, he wants to leave the states because the states knew better. I guess they don't now. Commit to finalizing mental health parity regulations and launch a national dialogue led by Secretary Sebelius and Duncan on mental health. What the hell does that mean? Oh, that's hooked up. That's right, stupid me. That's hooked up with your whole deal on gun violence, on responsible gun ownership. That if you want a gun, you must be crazy. Don't be crazy. Don't own a gun. Just say no to guns. You know that's coming, right? You know that's coming. Just say no to guns. Say no to guns. Say no to guns. Kids, say no to guns. Guns are bad. Guns are for crazy people. Guns only hurt. Guns don't help. Don't be a dope. Don't do guns. You know that's coming, right? I mean, seriously, you know that's coming, right? All right, let me tell you a little story. This is why I should be for gun control. It was, let's see, oh my gosh, I'm trying to figure out the year now. It's been a while. It's been 40 years. 40 years? No. It's been 38 years. I guess I was close. Or 39 years, because I was going into seventh grade, I think. As a lot of you know, who listen to the show, you know that I'm not the one. Okay, I am not the one. I am not the one who had the perfect childhood and grew up in the suburbs of a perfect life, blah, blah, blah. Not at all. My father had a substance abuse problem. He suffered with schizophrenia, as we found out. I didn't know it then. I was 11, I guess. No, I was 12, 13, something like that. And one summer night, as a background, my father was verbally and physically abusive to my mother. It had been going on ever since I can remember. First time I remember was when I was 4, so I know it's been going on forever. It's been going on forever. And there was an incident at the house. I thought it was over. When I say incident, there's been incidents of abuse, physical abuse. And I remember my mom had gone to bed, and I was in the kitchen. And my father told me to go ahead and go to bed, and my mom came out of the bedroom to check on me because she was worried about me. And all I know was that a gun went off. And I know my father owned a 38. And he shot my mom in front of me. And I was, I know, I was a kid. I ran out of the house, ran next door, tried to get help. Ambulance came, took my mom away. And all I could hear her say is they put her in the... I heard her do two things that if I think about it, I can actually hear them now. When she saw them putting handcuffs, the police putting handcuffs on my father, I heard her cry. And I also heard her moan, "I'm dead, I'm dead." That's what I heard. My mom didn't die, but she did. She did get shot in the gut, and I needed a colostomy bag for a while. And as a seventh grader, I guess I was 13. My mom pooped in a colostomy bag, which I was responsible for changing. I've seen what gun violence can do. I can see, you know what, you can't tell me anything. You know, that's why I love some of these people. That's why I love some of these people who don't you know, man? Hey, you can't tell me anything. Because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes. So I really don't, you know what, I'm at the point where, yeah, you know what, I don't want to hear from you. I just don't want to hear from you. Because I already know. I already know. I know what gun violence is all about. I do. I saw it up close. And personal. Saw it up close and personal. So I know. That's why I should probably be for gun control, right? That's probably why I should be for gun control, right? But I'm not. Because I know that restricting your gun ownership wouldn't have made my mother one bit safer. It wouldn't have changed the direction of my life one iota. Because it wasn't your responsibility. It wasn't your fault my mother was shot by my dad. It wasn't your responsibility. It didn't have anything to do with you. It didn't have anything to do with my neighbor or the guy who lived in, you know, across town or it didn't have anything to do that somebody had a back in the day an M16 at home or an AR-15 or AK-47 in a distant town. It didn't have anything to do with that. There was one person responsible, and that person was my father. Period. There was only one person responsible. There was only one, and the only people that had to, who had to live with the consequences was my mom and me. And that's the truth, and that's how it is with those kids, and those people in the theater, and everybody who gets hurt. When I say this, please hear it within the spirit that I'm saying it. Would the story be better if my dad had beat my mother with a baseball bat in front of me? Or stabbed her with a kitchen knife? Would it have been better? Would it? I mean, seriously, would the story be better? Would it be more palatable to you? If the story had gone that way? Probably not. It was mental health, lack of mental health, and violence. Would it be a better story if he beat her to death with his fist? Because he was trying to. I should be for gun control, or knife control, or baseball bat control, or whatever kind of control that you can prevent that from happening in the face of another young person. But the fact of the matter is, there's a responsibility to the person who commits the act, and the responsibility ends right there. My mother didn't press charges. He'd have gone to jail. He'd have gone to jail for attempted murder. He'd still be in jail. She's dead now. She passed away in 83. That's why I should be for gun control, but I'm not. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right, we're back with more Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Hey, listen, remember, we're building a partnership with the folks at Grass Fire Nation, Liberty News Network, LibertyNews.com to do a Liberty Newscast. It's going to be a whole new thing. I'm still be doing this, but I'm also going to be doing doing something under the banner of Liberty News, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. Hopefully our plan is to grow it into a network and have another host on and do live events and just have a dazzling time. Yes, because the whole Liberty News and Grass Fire Nation world is enlarging to pop culture and sports, entertainment. It's going to be great. Really is. It really is going to be cool. I hope to get in on that sports thing, especially during college football season, because I'm all about it. Go Noles. About college football and the Four Letter Network, and so I hope to get in. I hope to get in a little bit of that too, because it's nice. You know, it's nice to it's fine to do what God has for you to do. But I think that God has for me to have a little fun too, and commentating on sports is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. So hopefully we'll get into that too. All right, we have a call on line one. We're going to take it before we get to the 80%. We've been trying to get to 80%. We haven't gotten 80%. I have to do that because this weekend is my sweetheart weekend with my sweetheart. So I am out of here as soon as I'm done here today. I'm out. Ready? Gone. It's for her birthday / Christmas / our anniversary, 25 years in December. So you know what? And a little bit, just a little bit of Valentine's Day coming up in February. I don't think I can squeeze in another thing in one trip. So, we are out of here. So we're gonna take a call from out west. I think this is from Colorado. Good morning. So it's still morning.
Congratulations on your going out with your wife this weekend.
My sweetie, I got to take my sweetie out.
We're gonna go
over. And spend
every
some time.
Strong brother should have a strong sister on this side.
You betcha. And you know what? And she is that. And she is
all
that.
Right.
And been that
I
for 25 years.
I just
want
to ask you a question as Africa America. Because, you know, I'm listening to the attack that they're giving to Colin Powell. Because Colin Powell is his own man and ain't speaking crazy talk. So you got Fox News attacking him. You got, you know, because he his own person who's going to be a conservative and be who he is. Because he ain't out there sounding like a bunch of Tea Party, sounding like he lost his mind. He sounds like he his own person, going to speak how he feel from his heart. And they going to let a group of people change his way of thinking because this is the way the party going. So I taste my head. That's the kind of conservative brother would drive me as a Democrat to the conservative. Because, you know, you got a lot of brothers become conservatives, but they got to sound crazy because the crazy talk doing their thing.
But Mr. Colorado, thank you for calling and Happy New Year to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I thought that was you when I saw the area code. But you know what? I talked about General Powell yesterday a little bit, and when General Powell endorsed then Senator Barack Obama for president, I was a little confused because I was only confused because how the campaign was going. The campaign was going that that obviously the actually both the Clinton campaign and the Obama campaign were throwing rocks at the Bush campaign or the Bush presidency.
Well, they all do that. Come on, conservative.
Well, let me finish. And that wasn't surprising that they were throwing rocks at the Bush. I mean, at the current campaign, that wasn't so surprising. But the idea was that when General Powell endorsed Barack Obama, I thought, wait a minute, that campaign had just been throwing rocks at an administration that you were a part of. So at first I was a little confused.
Hang on.
And this has nothing to do with George Bush. It has to do that General Powell was Secretary of State under George Bush. So he was part of, at some point, for at least a while, was, hang on, hang on.
What you telling me? Colonel Powell can't have his own mind.
I didn't say that at all. You do this because you have to fight the other host. You don't have to fight me. You know that. Just let me finish
my thought. No, I'm not fighting you. I'm just saying.
No. Let me finish the thought.
I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
Let me finish the whole thought, and then you'll get where I am. So I thought, well, that was interesting because General Powell was part of that. And you know what? General Powell, you know, when he was nominated, took a whole bunch of abuse from the other side. He really did. They called him all sorts of things. But I was like, okay.
Yeah, yes. I said, same thing, what they're doing to Obama, calling him all types of names.
Why are you talking when I'm talking? I'm going to have to put you on mute so I can finish my thought. It's like being at home. Let me finish. So I thought that was interesting. I said, okay. So, and you know, and life went on. And people can say whatever they want. I don't have any problem with people saying whatever they want. I'm not telling Colin Powell he can't do this. I'm not trying, because I don't want anybody putting me in a box. So I'm going to put General Powell in a box. He served his country faithfully. He served as Secretary of State. I ain't putting him in a box, but I thought, that was interesting. So I thought later, especially in the recent comments, and of course in 2012, when he was going to support the president, I said, well, that's not so strange. You already did that. So I've never thought of Colin Powell being a what we call a movement conservative. He's not a Tea Party guy. Neither is I'm a whole bunch, and that's okay. You don't have to be for me. You don't have to be. That's okay. It doesn't matter to me. I never thought of him that way. He was never that way. I think that some people get the Tea Party movement likes to co-opt people. If they say one thing that they agree with, they like to co-opt them, and then they get mad when they disagree with them, and so now they throw them on the bus. I never thought of General Powell that way. Never, 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 never. But I am thinking about that his views mostly mirror right now the views of the current administration. So I'm thinking this, because I deal with a lot of black Republicans who voted for Barack Obama, and they voted for Barack Obama, and this is not what I'm thinking. This is what they told me. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it the other way. They voted for President Obama because he's black.
So that's the reason why you think Colin Powell for Obama because he's black.
Maybe, and that's the only. Thing.
I mean, you ain't got no proof of that. Maybe
no,
something
no,
was.
No, I don't. I don't have any proof of it.
You,
exactly
can I,
right.
Can I respond to what you said as a man?
So the only opinion. Hang on. The only opinion that I have, the only thing that I can have from what I've seen, because I have not talked to General Powell. I have not had conversation with him. So if you're asking me to comment, the only thing I can comment on is my opinion, is what I've seen
right.
in my opinion, and I just did, because nothing else makes any sense to me.
Well, can I respond to your opinion, how I feel about what I think was conservatives doing to Colin Powell? That's your opinion. Now, this is my opinion, if you don't mind.
Real quick,
my opinion
I'm
is...
I've talked about what I was going to talk about all day. Go ahead, quickly.
My opinion is this. Colin Powell served this country. He served it great. When he was on the Bush watch and did everything, you was hearing conservatives holding him like he was, okay, we got this good conservative black man. But soon he went on his own and had his own views of his own thing as a man and was coming from his heart. then the party want to slam him. Oh, he ain't a conservative. But see, most of the people who voted on the Bush and Reagan back in them days, they no longer a conservative. They'll sell out anyway. So they don't use the average Tea Party and people like that, they don't even see them because they throwing them out the party left and right. Because you don't throw the thing. You got to think crazy and goofy to be a conservative today. You got
Okay. You said that already. And you know what? You know what?
Well,
you
I'm just what? Saying that's how your conservative party is today. So I'm proud of Cobra Powell. Keep doing the good work, brother, because you're your own man. You ain't got to talk crazy because crazy people want to talk crazy.
Just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean it's crazy. And you know what? And what I haven't said.
You're a brother, and you're a smart brother.
I know you're smart.
And I listen to your show because I like you
because
a lot of stuff you say I agree on. But you know what, brother? You know that party and lost their damn mind.
No, I don't believe that.
You ain't going to say it because you know you cater to them right now. But that conservative party lost their damn mind.
Stop. Don't you ever come on my show and insult me and tell me I'm catering to anybody.
You
know what?
Well, I'm just saying, if you feel what they're doing is right, don't take it personally. It's just business.
No, I'm going to take it personally because you meant
it personally.
No. You meant it personally. Here's the deal. I don't cater to anybody. I pay for this. Every bit of it. Every bit of equipment I got, I pay for. I don't cater to anybody.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I ain't nobody's boy.
That ain't got nothing to do with what you're paying for.
That's
why this crazy now.
No, I ain't none of that. And I take that crap personally.
Well, I'm just saying that crazy talk is out there coming from that conservative.
No, that ain't fair. No.
It ain't good for the country, and America has spoken against it.
Unless you're going to apologize to me, I won't hear it. Because that was something
well,
I would never
say. Well, I apologize for talking to you on that note. But I'm just saying.
I don't get that. I don't care to anybody. I
told you, I give you the respect that I give the Colin Powell. Because a lot of time I hear you speak up like, you know, you got your own views and your own way of thinking. That's why I called in. When credit need credit, I give it to him. But I got credit. Like, yes, I'm going to give you that. Because on the strength, I heard you go against conservatives on certain things that they said on your show that you wouldn't agree of. And that's what I like about a black conservative, to make me decide, okay, what on that conservative party that I can listen to make me want to just sit here and tune in on them and like them. I like how you and Colin Powell come with your own way of view. No, I don't hear you talking crazy talk, but it's out there, and you know it's out there.
But
I don't hear Colin Powell.
Again,
and Colin Powell adores Obama because he ain't down with all that madness that's spreading this country up. Fox News is number one.
Why do you call me, knowing I don't do that, and yell at them through me?
Well, they ain't going to talk
hang
to
on. Because listen, if you look back at the last few shows that I've done, all I have done since the election is put my foot firmly, and I'm going to say it this way, my foot has been firmly in the ass of the Republican Party since November 7th. But how they screwed up. That's all I've been talking about. That's
well,
it.
They ain't getting no better.
That's it.
That's what they put out about Obama kids being protected. Every president that's been in the White House, kids had that type of service. So that's crazy talk right there.
Well,
don't bring the kids
in
this.
No. Well, you know, again.
Don't bring his kids in
there. But I didn't do it. But don't. Stop.
I ain't saying you did it.
Listen, don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to me about that. I didn't do that.
But your party did it.
And I know it ain't my party because with my party, it would work.
Your party did.
No, if it was my party, it would work.
But let me ask you as a man, as somebody with kids, would you like somebody to disrespect your kids that way?
And why are you still talking about it?
It's a talk show. You said we could talk about whatever. I'm just coming to you because you're a conservative, and I want to know, do you feel the same way? Is that right for them to disrespect this president's kids because they can't have their way? To me, they like wine and women, a lot
here's
of them. A lot of them, they wine like girls.
Here's the deal.
White conservative men wine like little girls.
Now, hush long enough for me to tell you. Here's the deal. You can't
white
say,
conservative men
hang on,
wine
you're still
like
talking.
Girls.
You are still talking. Why don't you get a half hour show on your own, Mr. Colorado? They're free on Buckle.
No,
I'd
like to call
you. Can get one. You can get one. Hush. Talking. God, man.
I'd like calling y'all shows to conservative show and just because they don't like the battle. They hang the phone up.
I don't want a battle because there's no battle.
They
here.
Don't like to talk the truth. They like to make up a lot of stuff.
Because you just keep talking, and how you do stuff, Ms. Colorado, is why you upset them. It's because you don't listen either. You didn't call to
How can you respect somebody when they sound like they just walked out the nut house?
See, and then you insult people.
I ain't talking about you, but a lot of them sound like they forgot they Xanax or they Zoloft, whatever
them.
Kind of pills they
tell
take.
Them. Stop telling me.
I do tell them. Well, I do call them. You think I don't?
Well, you,
that's why they don't like Mr. Colorado.
Do you ever stop? Do you ever see me in their chat room?
Huh?
Do you ever see me in their chat room?
Sometimes.
Hardly ever. You haven't seen me in somebody else's chat room in more than a year.
Man, you ain't going to that crazy shit. That ain't you.
I got stuff to do, frankly.
You ain't got time for crazy talk. You try to get your point across with some sense.
Because what you and I are doing right now is not dialogue. This is not moving.
No, this is just me jeffing at you for something that I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't have anything to do with.
You think like Colin Powell.
I told you. I don't. You know what? He's Colin Powell is who I think he is. And because I have not talked to General Powell, you know, the only thing I have is my opinion.
Well, you shouldn't have no bad opinion because he did what he wanted to do. Because my opinion of Colin Powell, he is all right.
And I didn't say anything bad. If that's not is,
you did.
I think that Colin Powell voted for supporting Barack Obama.
He's a great black man that speaks. I think he's one of the powerful black conservatives over there.
He's not a conservative. That's okay, and that's okay.
Well, he's a Republican.
He's a Republican, but that doesn't make him conservative.
Okay, so that's
because one of my dear. Hang on,
he's
one of my dearest friends. No. I'm a top. One of my dearest friends. On Blog Talk Radio, the person that got me started on Blog Talk Radio, as a matter of fact, that encouraged me and keeps encouraging me in this whole media thing is Elizabeth Blackney. And Elizabeth Blackney, I tell you in a heartbeat, that she's a Republican girl, but she's not a movement conservative. She's definitely not a Tea Party girl, but you know what? She's one of the most supportive people.
Why any black person won't be a Tea Party person?
You know what?
And, I can't understand that.
Again, I don't want to. I don't want to rehash any of that. I just don't.
Why is it black conservative want to be a teapot?
Because stupid. I don't want to rehash any of that. That whole conversation, and we're not having that conversation. What you need to do, to Colorado?
Well, hey, bro, don't take it personal,
what
player.
You need to
you
do,
know, don't
Colorado,
get pissed
you need to get your intro.
I'm just trying to figure out why.
You're not trying to figure out anything. You're being disingenuous.
I don't understand why any conservative brother wants to be a Tea Party.
Because you know what? I'll tell you
what. They said on the news, the only person listening to that is
white people
who don't have no education. But growing up living in the trailer park, that's who listen to that Tea Party junk. Smart white folks don't listen to it.
Not true.
That's
not
what
true.
I hear. Smart
white, hear.
They did a poll.
Hear whatever
the only people listening to
not
that
true.
Is trailer park white and uneducated white.
And
that's
only,
what listen to Tea Party Madness.
And you're only on right now because my computer jammed up. Because being insulting to my friend. There's no reason for it.
I'm just saying what the polls I seen on Fox.
Okay, whatever. All right, well, anyway, thanks for coming, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Can I listen to your show?
You can do whatever you want.
Well, don't cut me off. I just want to listen to your show because you're a great brother. I love you, brother.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
How you going to tell me that?
Because that's the whole idea. The whole idea is when you love somebody, you respect them, and it's obvious that
you
don't respect
them. Because I'm my own man, like you, your own man. I respect what you said earlier about what you think. So give me the same props. I ain't put you down. I'm talking about any brother out there calling themselves a teapot, there's something wrong with that to me. Because that's crazy talk.
All you want to do. And that's why they don't let you on the show, man.
Well, that's cool.
That's why. Because they coon and clown, and then you coon and clown.
You my guy, you know.
That's why our community is in the, and that's why our community plays
that
same now.
But see, that's to show you they cowards. Because a true guy, they going to battle for what they believe in. And that's when you all stop whining like a girl and stand up like a man.
Don't have to battle. And that's why you're still on.
Stop whining like a girl and stand up like a man. And that's what you believe in. It's too part of the story. That's why they don't want to work across the table from President Obama because they're too scared to battle with him.
Who are you talking about?
So their brother said no to the country.
Who are you talking about?
The Tea Party.
the reason, see, there's no Tea Party. Tea Party is not an organization.
It's a group of depressed white folks.
It's a group of folks.
That the world has changed and they still stuck on stupid.
Well, you know what? And you've been saying the same thing for years.
Well, I'm going to say it, so they change.
And you,
I can't say nothing nice about it because they get, as the days go, they get even crazier.
And waste my
money. As the days go, they lose their damn mind.
And why do you call me and waste my money?
I ain't wasting your money, brother, because look, I'm going to tell you this. I give Obama his props to have that many white men face turning that red on TV because of that one brother. That's a cold brother. And he just turning them against everything that they believe in because of this one brother. So he must have did something when you got that many white folks mad at you.
No, he got that many white folks mad at him because those are the people who voted for him. If you think for
and the majority of them is the one from trailer parks.
White people voted for Barack Obama.
Ain't got no education.
White
and
people,
Fox News run their brain cell because they can't think for themselves.
White
they
people
got to listen to Bill O'Reilly and all them other nuts.
White rich people voted for Barack Obama. That's why he's
that's
president.
White rich folks like Obama.
They do.
Not the trailer parks, the one that are doing what the teapot. Who care about what they're saying? It don't make no sense because the world moves. He got 70% Hispanic. He got 80% Asian. He got 90-some African-American. He got 40%. Smart white folks. Who
care
about the sick ones?
They're the only smart people.
Who care about the sick ones?
They're the only smart people.
They're the ones end up in the nut house because they lose their damn
mind. Those are the only smart people. Those are the only smart ones. Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm glad you think so. All that, Fox News got them wrapped around their thing. They don't know no better.
I'm glad you think so.
But the smart ones, they out there trying to move on and let the country grow because the world changing. They ain't stuck. So I'm proud of my president because you know what? He got that many crazy white folks mad at him. White men. White men. And that is cool. So he got to be doing something. That's like Moses. You remember back in the day when Moses had a mad at him because he was trying to make the world peace? See, evil always, good always over the evil. See, what they're doing is evil. So whatever God they pray to, that's between them and their God. Because Obama's doing his thing. And his polls going up, up, up. And the Tea Party's getting knocked out left and right because that crazy talk is over with. Hello? Hello? Don't be a coward. Don't hang up. Be a man. I ain't going because I got my own views of how crazy they are.